Sir Robert had returned from Scotland that morning, and it was he who guessed it.
Johnny, that group here didn't know who was attacking. Anyone in command here would have been tearing through those books. Have you looked on the corpses?
That's where they were. In a shoulder bag on the body of the former mine manager up in the snow. Not more than 3 hours later, comparing his own and Stormalong's pictures and the texts, he knew he was dealing with Tallnips, Hockners, Bullbods, and Hovins. And he knew what they looked like and what their capabilities were. All dangerously nasty. There was no listing for the globe-shaped ship with the ring around it, or any race of small gray men. But the following day, his luck ran out with Chirk. She had been doing very well, but he made a mistake. She was sitting, all 800 pounds of her, at a desk in the library, making some lists. Johnny was looking at a sheet of figures he had drawn up. The sheet concerned distances from Earth to various hostile bases nearest to it, and the speeds of the types of alien ships. They had different types of drives. For the most part, they ran on energy accumulated from suns, but they handled it differently. He was trying to calculate how many months those ships were from their relative bases. Turrell's lists of inhabited planets had now been copied off in sheet form, and it was evident they didn't include all systems or suns, but only those in which Cyclo had an interest. Johnny had been amazed to find in other texts that there were 400 billion suns in this galaxy alone, and that this universe contained more than 100 billion galaxies. And he had 16 universes to look at. The possible bases of hostile peoples were easier to mentally encompass. From Earth to this galaxy's center was about 30,000 light years, and one light year was about 6 trillion miles. All these enemy ships exceeded the speed of light one way or another, but this still made it necessary to compute by how much they exceeded it against what base where. It was an awful lot of cyclo-arithmetic. He was not too patient doing it by hand. Thoughtlessly, he said to Chirk,
"Could you help me add these figures up?"
She looked at him, totally blank, for about a minute. Then she said,
"I don't know how."
Johnny smiled.
"It's just arithmetic. Here, I'll show you."
Chirk's eyes glazed. She fell forward across the desk. There was no response from her. She was totally unconscious. They had to get a forklift in and take her to her room and put her to bed. 3 days later, McKendrick told Johnny,
"She's just lying there in a coma. Maybe in time she'll come out of it. She seems to have had a heavy shock."
Although he felt bad about it, Johnny had an idea now of what the silver capsule in the females was. They were not to be taught any cyclo-mathematics, ever. The key to the whole cyclo-empire must be mathematics. And aside from their arithmetic, he couldn't make head nor tails out of their equations. It seemed to be a dead end.
End of CD 27.